go to Peter.
Okay, thanks. Good afternoon, everybody. So agenda paper 8 is an overview of the research programme. You last looked at this in September. We thought it was worth giving you a little update on where we've got to. The format has changed slightly since the last one we gave you. We've tried to give you more of a sense of what sort of information is going to come to you over the next few months on some of these projects. We haven't tried to put in precise timings because we don't think that would be particularly easy or particularly useful. One thing has changed since the last version you saw, which is the definition of a business project has moved out of the research stage and into the maintenance and implementation, and you've just agreed to issue an ED on it. The goodwill and impairment is still sitting in the research agenda at the moment, in the assessment stage. And the reason for that is that's obviously a bigger and more complex project, and there's a wider range of possible outcomes. So we've left it there at the moment. I think it's quite likely that at some stage before too long it will move on either into the development stage of a research project or onto the standard setting agenda, but we've left it here for the time being while we're assessing which way to go forward. The other project that I wanted to mention specifically was the equity method. So when you last discussed this several months ago, the idea was to split out a short-term project to try and do some sort of quick fixes to make the equity method easier to implement, and then subsequently to come back and look at doing a longer-term project on what the equity method is about. We got quite a lot of pushback on that idea at the ASAP meeting in September, and we've discussed it with them again at the December meeting. And so what we plan to do is come back to you at some stage in the next two or three months and really regroup a bit and think about the best way forward. So we'll bring you some new proposals on that when we've had a chance to digest what we heard from ASAP and to think about it some more. On a general point, for many of the projects, of course, we're sort of waiting for the agenda consultation now. So if you look through the appendix, you'll see that probably half or more of the projects, we're not doing anything very actively at this stage because we're waiting for the agenda consultation and to analyse the feedback on that. For the other projects, we've tried to give you a flavour of what we plan to bring you over the next 6 months or so. And if it's not a stage that we expect to finish in the next 6 months, to give you some indication of what the next steps might be. In terms of future updates, I plan that we do this roughly three or four times a year, so you've got an overall sense of what's going on in the project. I think at some stage in the future it's possible we might be able to start putting in more precise timings, but we'll have to see how that goes. Clearly it's a little bit atypical at the moment because so many of the projects we're waiting on the agenda consultation before the next steps. The other point I wanted to make about that was that clearly we don't know whether we'll continue with all of the projects that are on here. We'll see what the agenda consultation covers. I'd suggest that for each project that's listed on here, even if the board decides that it's not a high priority and decides to stop work on it, we should at least bring it back to you in a wrap-up session so you can see what's been done and so we've got that work preserved for future work if we ever need to resurrect it. So that's all I wanted to say. Does anybody have any comments on this paper?
Peter. Only one project I want to comment is on the pollution pricing mechanism. Mm-hmm. Up to now, we discussed several times and focusing on the proposals, a one methodology to recognize as a liability. But on the other hand, you know, people have different views.
Yeah.
I would rather prefer to keep it open, means, you know, explore different views and compare the pros and the cons. And first, secondly, the last column, the relationship between conceptual framework project. Of course, we should reference to,
yeah.
But conceptual framework project itself is a moving target.
Right.
You know, how, you know, can we link them together in an appropriate way?
One of the things I think we want to do, and ASAF urged us quite strongly to do this in the September meeting, was to try and use individual projects to help test the conceptual framework proposals as we go forward. So there are projects here where we think it will be useful to have those discussions, particularly on things like definitions of assets and liabilities, at roughly the same time that you're discussing the response to the conceptual framework ED. And so pollutant pricing mechanisms is one project that probably falls into that category. So what we've listed here are the topics that we think need to be discussed over the next 6 months or so to work towards a discussion paper. I don't know whether we cover all the topics we need to necessarily in that period. Clearly, when we get the results from the agenda consultation, of course, we'll have to consider whether we're still going to carry on that path. But that's the path we've planned for the time being.
Mary?
I thought helpful recap, and good to have it in this format. A couple of things in terms of thinking about information to bring back, and your sense of doing this 3 to 4 times a year feels about right. One is, I think it would be, to Wei Guo's point, maybe useful to think about flagging significant interactions with other projects, because as we're thinking about what we do, it may be that you don't want to proceed forward with X until you have the conceptual framework, you know, finalized, for example. And the other is, I think I'm aware on a couple of these of what I would consider to be durable papers. And what I mean by that is, if you take, for example, share-based payments, as it happens, it was the agenda paper for that November meeting that you're referencing. But that won't always be the case at the most recent time it was discussed. If there is kind of a research paper, I think we still haven't bottomed out whether, if the research paper is the final word, if we're going to post that for comment in any way. But I would just make it more accessible through something like this, because I think it is helpful to have it all pulled together, because there's so many moving pieces.
Yeah, you're right there, and I should have mentioned that as well. At some stage, I think we do need to have a general discussion on what kind of output we're going to have from the research projects, and I think it's still a bit early in the process for us really to have a good sense of that. I think once you've discussed, you know, you'll have the extra discussion of discount rates over this meeting and the next one. You've had share-based payments, one or two others on the way. Then I think we're in a position to think a bit more about what we think the output should look like. Your point about making them easily retrievable and visible, I think, is very important, and I think it is a point we need to bear in mind. And I think for each of certainly the bigger research projects, I think we need to have a good visible close off so that people see what's happened. And so if we want to go back in 5 years and know where we got, we'll actually remember there was a project and we'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
I'll send the outside world.
Peter, back to the time frame on the pollutant pricing mechanisms.
Yeah.
Just a question about the work of the IPSAS board. I don't know where they stand or what's their time frame, but is there a risk that it will progress at a relatively slow pace and would delay our own work on this matter? Because I think, we see what the agenda consultation tells us, but given the new economic and political context of the COP21, the outcome of this conference, there will be a renewed interest by many stakeholders on the accounting for pollution at large. And our project here is the only thing we can do in the short term about it. So I think we'll be under some demands from progressing relatively quickly on this topic. And I would not like us to be too much delayed by having to wait for another body to progress on this one.
Yeah, and Jane may want to comment in a bit more detail, but I think that's why we didn't want to suspend the work until we get the outcome of the agenda consultation. We thought it was important to carry on sort of business as usual until we see whether we need to reassess the priorities. So the plan that's here is basically reflecting that sort of idea.
Yeah, IPSAS been met last week, and they're conscious of the possible delays on our side, but they have made a decision last week to keep progressing their project. So I think your point is that, yes, we need to be conscious of trying to move forward.
The opposite. He was worried they were going to hold us up.
My point is not to be held up by any delays in their work.
But they're ahead of us.
They're
ahead of us at the moment? Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Peter. And we can continue with...